Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Make it go. Yeah. So you know how we usually do it? We usually start out with something flashy. You dig? Something super duper sexy, but we're going to speed it up because it's sexy, but not all slow. Pump Day music, Wet Wet Wednesdays. I am DJ E-Monster. You are on Monsters Radio Live. This is some new tank. It's called Savage. I got some sexy more music for you guys coming up. That it makes no sense. And I got conversation. Rockin' new hands on the package. I know what it costs, cause I got a bad habit of turning good girls like you and doing savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you and doing savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you and doing savage. Yeah. I'm a real fucking trapper. Once I set the trap, I'll be fucking something after. Pick a Molly sweet, Julie run about them faster. She was kinda neat and now she almost a disaster. Oh, I'm a real fucking master. I took her to school and now she taking off like NASA. Used to wait now, nigga, ain't gotta ask her. I gave her the tools, now bitch way better. Oh no, my God, what have you done? She doing things she never done. I gave her game. Having fun, she starting now, she number one. When she see the sauce, now I know she gotta have it. Let her meet the boss, put her hands on the package. I know what it costs, cause I got a bad habit of turning good girls like you into a savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you into a savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you into a savage. We ain't doing nothing basic. We gon' overdo it till these motherfuckers hate it. I'ma put it in you and then I want you to take it. And flip it so good, everybody wanna taste it. Yeah, you can tell that you're my favorite. I give you the gas, now you burning up the pavement. If you ever leave, I'ma probably have to chase it. Took too long to make it, now I can't replace it. Oh no, my God, what have you done? She doing things she never done. I gave her game, she having fun. She starting now, she number one. When she see the sauce, now I know she gotta have it. Let her meet the boss, put her hands on the package. I know what it costs, cause I got a bad habit of turning good girls like you into a savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you into a savage. Ooh, turning good girls like you into a savage. Yeah, some of you good girls do be turning into savages on hump day. But yo, what is it? Wednesday crush, whatever. So I got some more hot music for y'all. We gonna slow it down in just a bit. But I gotta get you to move that body first. Here's some more Rico Perino and Colonel Loud. It's called Serious. New music. Monsters Radio Live, Wet Wet Wednesday. Hump day music. Come on. Move with me. Let's go. Let's get
a hundred thousand man to put my hurry. Got to pull up and hop out of y'all. Ain't worried about nothing, cause I'm living. I caught the booth with the ace of spades in it. And that's when I see her. I told the bartender to bring me about 50. I had to have a yeah. And just to get it well enough, I'm gonna spin it. So
good with you. I'm like, what up, shawty, what's really good with you? I just wanna have you for the night. Promise I won't hit it till I lick it right. Have you moaning and groaning, begging to stick it in. When I finish, I'ma let it go on your chin. Nasty with two eyes, yeah, I get it in. Living room, kitchen, counter, nigga, fuck a bed. You got me going crazy, I'm delirious. I swear that ass so fat, girl, is serious.
Now go on and drop it low for me, baby. The twerk slow with the heels on. Yeah, that ass, it looks so right. So don't stop what you're doing, I spent it all night. I love just what you're doing, yeah. Don't go nowhere, just stay right here. Till the lights come on, cause that ass is the way you walk with it, baby, yeah. You got a nigga going crazy, that ass is.
Yeah.
The vibe is being set. Wednesday, move with us. Come on. Knock with it. Look back at somebody. If you want your lover, turn around, dance, shake that booty, and look back. Yeah, I'm just saying, that's for the ladies, though. It is what it is. All right, Wednesdays, you know how we do it around here, sexy conversation. Looks like we've got quite a few people over here tonight. It's unbelievable. Got quite a few people tuning in. Okay. I think they're trying to feel sexy. What's going on? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Uh-oh, you might got yourself on mute. All right, let's see here. So, all right, y'all, we got some sexy conversation coming up. We're going to see if Miss Unbelievable can get herself together. Over there, she'll probably chime in a minute. Like, I got it, player, I got it. But all right, let's see. What's some sexy things that we can talk about tonight? Do y'all got some ideas? Y'all got some things? I had some things that I'm trying to find it now. Some things that I posted on the internet earlier today. So if you're my friend on Facebook, you're about to know some of the things that I'm about to read. There was something that I had posted. And it was talking about women. There was a couple of them. They came from a lady's perspective online. So I let's see. Here's one that I did find. It says, learn the difference between, now this can be a man or a woman, but they put man and we just gonna run with that. It says, learn the difference between a man who flatters you and a man who compliments you, a man who spends money on you and a man who invests in you, who views you as property and a man who views you properly. A man who lusts after you, a man who loves you. There is a difference. So, do you people out there, do you agree? Do you have a comment that you might want to put in on one of the parts about a man that flatters you or compliments you? You know, a man that sees you as property or a man that sees you properly? Oh, my goodness, she was writing poetry right there. So, I let's see, I got some more sexy music for you guys. Let's see, what do I got for y'all? And then, we're going to come back and we're going to see how y'all feel about it. I got some more sexy conversation for y'all coming up, too. But check it out. It's about to get a little soggy. Just a little soggy. This is Raven Justice. It's called Between Your Thighs, featuring Young Greatness. This is the remix. Let's slow it down a little bit. Just a little bit. And then we'll get into that conversation. Let's do it.
Cannot control it, you make a nigga feel this way. I swear, girl, I'm on my way. So anxious, I cannot wait. But as soon as I get inside, put my face in between your thighs. Put my face in between your thighs. Put my face in between your thighs. It's been a long day. I've been working all day. Can't believe I'm still. I don't wanna be here. All I can think.
my baby at home for me. Hoping that she ready to jump on me. Hoping that she ready to hump on me. Oh, wants you to lick on me. Wants you to suck on me. Wants you to fuck on me. Wants you to ride on me. Hope you can take the D after get high with me, babe. Can't lie, girl, I need it. I need it, I'm feeling. Cause I've been working hard all day. Your body, I love it. I cannot control it. You make a nigga feel this way. I swear, girl, I'm on my way. So anxious, I cannot wait. But as soon as I get inside, put my face in between your thighs. Oh, oh, oh. Put my face in between your thighs.
I'm in love with you, baby. I've been touching you crazy. And I can't change this shit. So close when it raining. I heard you wanna ride with a roller. One time for your pretty eyes. I can see it in time. Swimming in that bikini. I lace you up in bikini. Can't none of that nigga beat me. Hey, rubbing on your shoulder. I be kissing where it's colder. You wanna roll with a soldier. You wanna roll with a soldier.
Can't lie, girl, I need it. I need it, I'm feeling. Cause I've been working hard all day. Your body, I love it. I cannot control it. You make a nigga feel this way. I swear, girl, I'm on my way. So anxious, I cannot wait. But as soon as I get inside, put my face in between your thighs. Put my face in between your thighs. Put my face in between your thighs. Can't lie, girl, I need it. I need it, I'm feeling. Cause I've been working hard all day. Your body, I love it. I cannot control it. You make a nigga feel this way. I swear, girl, I'm on my way. So anxious, I cannot wait. But as soon as I get inside, put my face in between your thighs. Face in between your thighs. Put my face in between your thighs.
So, all right, Wet Wet Wednesdays. Let's check back in with Miss Unbelievable and see if we can get on the line now. You there, Mama? Hello.
I'm her.
Welcome to the show again.
Thank you.
Y'all. Ooh. So, all right. Did you have a topic for tonight? I know I put out mine a little bit, you know what I mean? We got some more music to play, but, you know, just to let it marinate in people's ear, we are going to check in with this other caller, too, before we get into our other track. But, I mean, did you have something for us to discuss tonight?
You know, mine is not, like, serious. Mine is, like, a funny one today. So my question is, if you was, and I posted it on Monstar page, if you was in a movie theater and you was fingering your girl and someone says, the fuck is that smell? What would you do? Let that marinate.
Let that marinate on your top lip for a minute. Okay.
Let that marinate.
Oh my goodness, you caught me off guard. Before we check with the caller, we don't get to you. 310. I do want to say that, you know, I like how you said in the beginning that it was a kind of a funny sexy. You dig? Now, that is sexy when you and somebody, like, afterwards or during whatever, can do something and both just bust the fuck out laughing. You know what I mean? Just like, ha, like, oh, my God, I know we did not just do that and the ceiling fan almost chopped your whole entire head off. You dig? That's how you know y'all really, really is compatible. But, I like that, how you said it was funny, sexy, and that's what came to my mind. I'm trying to flush my man out of this other pod, but we're going to let that marinate on our top lip. But before we do that, 610 or 612-310, I can't even get the number out. Who is down on the line? 612-310. Hello.
Girl, what in the lovely fuck? What in the total hell is going on in your mentality right now? Girl, when you said that shit, I screamed. I said, what the fuck? What the hell? What was she doing? Oh, no.
Listen,
I just want to get straight to it.
It's unbelievable. I'm going to say stuff that's unbelievable. And this is
you ain't lying, goddammit. You are not lying. I don't even think I want to hold back on this one. Hold on. Wait a minute.
No.
First and foremost.
Hold on, Jules. You gotta let it marinate.
I'll read it again. Before we go to commercial.
You might as well get to it. Yep, go ahead.
And you're fingering your girl. And then someone yells, what the fuck is that smell? What do you do? What do you do?
And you know what? This right here is Miss Unbelievable's one of her picks for the night. I'm just going to drop it right here. I don't know what else to say.
You would have just flipped on this CD player. I just want to inform you that when you got somebody good, you hold on to them.
Still be there. 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 Still be there
women disappear, she'll still be here.
Well, I guess the next part of the story is that after all this lusting and all this time, I finally found me somebody for me, somebody I could tell the way I feel about you.
Ooh, we come back and open up the line after this. Suave, love. Whoa. DJ Monster.
I know you heard a lot of talk of things people tell you they can do, but you're the one that turns me on. I feel like getting it on when I'm with you. Now I can do a lot of things others may never even try.
Not ready. Monstrously.
Oh,
I'm telling you, that's a panty dropper. Suave from Dallas, Texas. Oh, that's my homie right there. That's his track, Love Me. So, let me get some background music, and we can go back into our sexiness. Let me open up the line with Juice G right quick. We still got you over there, Juice.
Yeah, let me just say this first and foremost. Suave, that is one dope ass song. That is dope. I like your work, bro. I like your work. I like where you're going with that. So, with that being said, could you contact the kid? Because I think I got a track that will be beautiful with your voice, homie. No bullshit. Like, really, I'm trying to connect right now. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I am dead ass serious.
I can make that happen, bro. I can make that happen. That's my dude, my dude. You dig?
So, yeah, most definitely. I really want to link up with him.
Okay. I'll make that happen.
I really want to hear that track.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I really want to hear that song when it's done. I'm just saying. Yes, sir.
We got to have that exclusive. But, let's see. We're jumping to our sexy conversation for tonight. You people know how we do it. We play sexy music. We have sexy conversations. Sometimes about relationships. It could be about who knows what. You can call in and interject your comments, and it may take us a whole other place. I tell you, there's sometimes some people called in, whether it's male or female, make you go, wow, that's how you get it in? Whoa. So, hey, that might be you tonight. If we go, wow, that's how you get it in, you definitely going to get something special from Monsters Radio. So, let's see here. We're going to try the part I said first. I still didn't find my actual topic. It was something, it talked about ladies. Yeah, I think it was talking about how some people take other people for granted. You know what I mean? I think it goes both ways, whether it's for a man or a woman. I'm still trying to find it over here on my page. I can't seem to find it, but I'm pretty sure I'll get to it sooner or later. So I guess until then, I'll just jump over to what I already discussed earlier. Let's see, where is that article at? Always when you need it, you can't find it. Ain't that about right? So as you can tell, I'm trying to dodge your little question first.
Go ahead. Are you talking about?
Okay, here's one.
Yep,
here's
that
one. Here's one. And yep, this one right here. It says, "Learn now," and I think this goes for a man or a woman. You dig? Because hey, it goes both ways. Learn the difference between a man, we'll say, or a woman, but because she's a woman, she's that man that we're going to stick with. Learn the difference between a man who flatters you and a man who compliments you, a man who spends money on you and a man who invests in you, a man who views you as property and a man who views you properly, a man who lusts after you and a man who loves you. There is a difference. Do you guys want to interject in there, or you know, maybe say there's some other things that how you could tell, or some other things to think about, you know, within this realm? But I mean, do you guys have any comments about, you know, the difference between a man who flatters you, or you know, you just got to comment on what we're talking about? We'll check with you first, Miss Unbelievable.
Oh yeah, I totally agree with that, because it's almost like you can say a man who will spend time with you or a man who just wants your time. You see what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
it's like that two-headed coin where, okay, do you want the one that's going to talk to your spirit, soul, and body, or do you want the one that's just going to talk to your, just going to play the game with you? You know what I'm saying? There's always that
right.
one who's not going to invest. There's always going to be that one who just wants to waste your time, waste your energy, just wants the sex, wants to do all of that, but don't want to put nothing else to it. There's no substance to it. It's just a one-sided, it's all about me, it's not about you. This is what I want. I'm not investing. I'm not having any other, I'm not here to compliment you. I'm just here to just do what I need to do and move on. So it's either
right,
you're going
right,
to have a, yeah, kind of like you're going to have a boyfriend or you're going to have a husband.
Right, right. Kind of like where, say, like, if he want to just come over and all y'all do is go into the room, you dig, or compared to a guy who may come over, you dig, where
right,
he
just
show you off or whatever.
Either we gonna,
right.
be in the room. I ain't going to take you out nowhere. You just going to be in the room, or I'm going to take you out. I'm going to show you off. We're going to do stuff that's meaningful.
Right. Okay, okay. What about you, Drew? How you feel about that, the topic?
I agree wholeheartedly, but at the same time, a lot of women have been bamboozled a lot that most of the time they don't even know the difference. You know what I'm saying? They're mistaken one for the other. You feel me? And it's so, and it leads to a lot of misunderstanding and a lot of conflict and stuff like that. So as men, I would say, you know what I'm saying, we got to keep it a buck from the jump. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep it 100 from the jump, because, you know, once we get to doing certain things like that, women take it to a whole different aspect. You feel me? And a lot of men don't intend on even going that route, especially when they're young. You know what I'm saying? They don't really want to go that route, but they portray that's what they're looking for. So the women goes to a whole different ball game with them, and then they don't really step up to the plate like they want, like they supposed to, or that the women want them to. You know what I'm saying? So it's always a misconception with that, though. I say it, man. We have it really bad by doing that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if we do keep it 100 from the jump, then there's really no confusion and stuff like that, and the woman won't be hurt.
Not
right.
necessarily,
well, I think,
because
I think,
sometimes, Juicy, not sometimes, because sometimes y'all straddle the fence. Sometimes y'all don't think that it's going to happen, but then it happens, and then you're like, oh, I shouldn't, and then y'all back up, and then the feelings are already there. And I would say most of the younger cats, to me, wants to try it, but the older ones have gotten hurt, so they're the ones who don't do it to me. They're the ones who straddle the fence and be like, should I, shouldn't I, she may hurt, this may turn out like my last relationship, she may dog me. It's like you got so much baggage that you're bringing into that you don't even know that you're doing that. You know what I'm saying? Where you got a fresh person who's like, you know, I'm a baby, I don't know, this sound good, I just want to try this, so I just want to try that. But to me, the men that is hurt, you know, by a woman or whatever, they the ones who straddle the fence, because they can't decide if, oh, she's going to do this to me again or she not. You know, if I invest this, is it a waste of my time?
That's true.
What does it look like, the last relationship? Oh, maybe not. So it's like it goes back and forth, where when that woman, she's like, well, shoot, I done healed, I'm done. I just want the next person to invest in me. I just want the next person to do this with me. And sometimes it don't happen that way. And then so it gets misconstrued.
That is true.
Because now you're looking for, well, what do you want?
Right.
Well, I think sometimes
we don't know what we want.
Sometimes it's not as easy as just saying, you know, oh, okay, you know, somebody had baggage or whatever, whatnot. Because sometimes it's more of a, you know, somebody, I'm not just going to take your word for it. I don't take so many other people's word for it. Now you're going to have to show me. And I'm not just talking about 30,
right.
60 days.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking, you're going to have to show me. No interruption, no bullshit in between, but you're going to have to show me, because every time you show me bullshit, it's going to be pushed back. Nah, I don't believe you. Just like now you got two stumps
right.
to get over instead of just the one initial, okay, you said you was going to do this, you didn't do that. Now, okay, see, you're starting to be like the rest. Now what, am I supposed
see,
to
that,
just
and
go,
that's
oh,
what
okay.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. My bad, E, but that's what I'm saying about keeping it 100 from the jump. You know what I'm saying? Don't just say what you think a motherfucker want to hear. And that goes on both ends.
True.
Don't just say what you think right. somebody want to hear. Tell the truth. Because that was, I mean, you don't know what motherfuckers would think at that point. If they see that this is what you really about, this is what you're telling me, and you show me this is what you're about, okay, I believe, I know where to, maneuver with you now. You know what I'm saying? But if you if you feeding this motherfucking fantasy that this is what you want to do, this is what you want to do, and this and that and stuff like that, so I'm going to, like, hold you to it. And then when you don't show me,
that's the case, then I'm gonna pull all the way back from like, okay, now you playing games, and I don't think I should even pursue this shit with you. And that's all, like, that's with both ways, with men and women. You know what I'm saying? So yep. If you keep it 100 from the get go, from the jump, baby, real talk, I'm not too ready for no relationship right now. I wanna kick it with you, and I wanna do things with you, but as far as the relationship, I'm not there yet. So if you're willing to kick it with me on that type of level, then we can move forward. We putting the ball in your, that's what you mean by putting the ball in your court. You know what I'm saying? Give you the decision to whether you want to pursue that or be like, nah, I'm looking for something better than that. Sorry, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you go and do your thing, and I'm going to head this way. And it stops all confusion. Right. Stop a whole bunch of bullshit. Just keep it 100 from the get-go. That's it.
Yeah. Now, hold on, y'all. We got to bring somebody else in. Now, hold on. They got to get a major introduction around here, I guess.
Just sexy host with all the most, Miss Aries Jazzy B. And you are now rocking with us on Wet Wet Wednesday.
Whatever. What's good, Jazzy?
What's happening, man?
Hey, Mama.
I'll be damned.
Hey, Miss Unbelievable.
Super duper introduction.
How are you?
I'm fine, Pumpkin. How are you?
Girl, tired as shit, but working it out.
I heard your question, ma'am. I was over here dying laughing. Girl, I was in the floor. I said, oh.
Oh, no.
He trying to do mine's last. He's trying to do mine's last. He's trying to keep it all serious.
Oh.
He's doing mine's last.
Hey,
Mom. What's good, Daddy? Oh, my goodness. You know,
hey, y'all.
We got Juice G also over here, as you can tell.
Yes, I know. Hey, Juice.
What's going on, Jazzy?
What's that?
Nothing much. You tell me that, boo-boo. No, I'm going to stop it. Hush. All right. So, let's see. I mean, I do got to play another track before we get into her topic. Let's see. What did I just play? I just played Life Sentence. Okay, there was a song up there near Life Sentence that you requested a little while back there, Jazzy. So maybe I could play that. Maybe it's a Monsters Radio playlist here right quick. Seeing that Suave was mine. What is it? Sweetwater? I believe you requested that one before.
Yes.
That was called Lyric Anderson. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's jump into that. We don't need some sweet water after this next topic. I'm just saying. It is what it is. Oh, my goodness. Wet Wednesday. Live radio. You know, tell her what can happen. Monsters Radio. Online radio with Aurora. Or Ooh Wee on a Wednesday night.
Baby, I fuck with your vibe. I feel it freaky inside. And you know it's on my mind. I want a piece of your mind. Ain't tryna waste no more time. Hit me when you wanna slide. I just wanna bump and grind. Hope you plan on swimming tonight. Cause I got the water. I got the water. I got the water. I got the water. Baby, you know that it's time. Hit me when you wanna slide. I'm feeling freaky tonight. Hope you plan on swimming tonight. Got water. Hey, I got that water. I got the water. Won't you come splash in it, baby? Won't you come splash in it, baby? I got that water. I got that water. Baby, come splash.
in it. Baby, come splash in it. Woo! Look, I got the water. Baby, don't drown. I'm feeling freaky. Might need a float. Might need a boat. All these waves got you sinking. I got that water, water, water. And I've been drinking. Know what I'm thinking. Do a little trick that you do with your fingers. Baby, boy, you know you got me feeling. I've been thinking about you when I'm dreaming. I don't do no running, I wear the tsunami. This shit is like Hurricane Trina. Got the H2O, I hope you don't drown. All the talking you did, better put it down. Ain't no life got around, round, round. And I want it now. Baby, I fuck with your vibe. I feel it freaky inside. And you know it's on my mind, mind. I want a piece of your mind. Ain't tryna waste no more time. Hit me when you wanna slide. Wanna bump and grind, grind. Hope you plan on swimming tonight, night. Cause I got that water, water, water. I got the water, water, water. I got that water, water, water. I got that water, water, water. Baby, you know that it's time. Hit me when you wanna slide. I'm feeling freaky tonight. Hope you plan on swimming tonight. Got water, water. Hey, I got that water, water. I got that water, water. Won't you come splash in it, baby? Won't you come splash in it, baby? I got that water, 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 water. I got that water, 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 water. Baby, come splash in it. Baby, come splash in it. I got that water, water. He know that I get so wet here. Fuck around, need him some jet skis. Gon' need a life jacket to sex me. They say don't bring sand to the beach. But you gotta thank for them bitches. They gotta thank for them bitches. But like the plug, I'm giving you the work, boy. I'ma give it to you cause you work for it. We catching waves tonight. I hope you got your surfboard. This liquor got me too wavy. I might ride it like a Mercedes. You're in my stomach like a baby. Underwater feeling wavy. Baby, I fuck with your vibe. You know what's on my mind, mind. I want a piece of your mind. Ain't tryna waste no more time. Hit me when you wanna slide. I just wanna bump and grind, grind. Hope you plan on swimming tonight, night. Cause I got that water, water, water. I got that water, water, water. I got that water, water, water. I got that water. Freaky tonight. Hope you plan on swimming tonight. I got that water, water. Hey, I got that water, water. I got that water, water. Won't you come splash in it, baby? Won't you come splash in it, baby? I got that water, 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 water. I got that water, 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 water. Baby, come splash in it. Baby, come splash in it.
Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Music, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch. I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is. And E-Monster, I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah, Wet Wet Wednesday. That's that Sweetwater Jazzy B mix right here at Monsters Radio on Hump Day. You dig? So, all right, we're about to get into this conversation. We might as well call it ice water. But it is what it is. Let's go ahead, knock it down, make it do what it do. Let's just go and get into it. Oh, damn, did we run out of time? We're at the end of the show, y'all. Oh, all right, okay. I guess all we got time for shout outs. That's all we got time for shout outs. Y'all got y'all shout outs ready?
Stop it. We got time. It's only 8:45. Get up out of her.
I was about to say, dude, what the fuck going on?
He tried to avoid this wonderful question. Let me read it again. You in a movie theater with your girl, and you fingering her, and then somebody says, what the fuck is that smell? What do you do?
Listen, I will be the first one to say something.
Me too.
Listen, that person who said, "What the fuck is that smell?" That would be me. Just me in the movie theater. What the fuck is that smell? I'm doing that wherever I go. If I smell something, it don't smell right. I gotta say something. It disturbed my whole inner being. But I swear to God, if it's not me, I'm gonna laugh so hard they're gonna kick me out of the movie theater. They're gonna have to carry me out of there. Because I'm going to be trying to be quiet and not say nothing, and then somebody going to say it for me, and I ain't going to be able to hold my laugh.
Oh, man. Okay.
I'm the one to walk down the steps spraying shit. What is that? Well, yeah.
And the first hit the fan.
I'm not one though, Jazzy. I'm not one that get up and go look. What the fuck is that? I'm looking for it. Hey, where that smell coming from? Who in the hell? We in public. You done wash that shit? Really?
First and foremost, for the nigga that's singing her, if he didn't find it first, what the fuck is wrong with him? What the hell? If I'm singing you, that shit better not hit my damn nose. Because if it do, I'm getting the fuck up, and I'm leaving you by yourself. I'm walking straight to the bathroom. I'm washing my hands thoroughly. And I'm going to exit the premises. Now, hell no. It ain't going to stay on me. It ain't going to stay on me. I'm getting the fuck up out of there. I'm not going to call you no more. You asked me, why did I leave you at the movie theater? I'm going to say, that motherfucker that yelled that shit is talking about you, and I did not want to be in the vicinity when they point your ass out. So did you get home? If you didn't get home, I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Catch your Uber home. I'm just saying, they're going to be like, who is that? Like, is this motherfucker right here? Who's going to call her that? Right here? Yeah, right here. I'm playing in the movie. Right here. Right here. Oh, yeah. Right here. Oh, what's wrong with you? I hope she got an excuse. I think she got some. You sick. I don't know. I'm going to try to help out. I don't know. Either that, or I'm just gonna duck down in the seat, slide my hand back, just stick it in the popcorn, way down deep in the bag. There's a lot of salt at the bottom of a popcorn bag. I'm telling you, put your hand all the way in the bottom of the popcorn bag till you hit the salt. Get it?
Slowly I recommend
crawl
that
to the floor and just. Knock out your eyes.
I recommend that y'all get some hand sanitizer that smell good and put it on y'all keychain.
Like I said before, if she didn't take her... Wait a minute. Hold up. If she didn't take herself before she left the goddamn house, she was a nasty motherfucker. You better not walk out the door smelling like anything other than strawberries something sweet. You better smell good before you walk the fuck up out that damn house. Because if you walk out that house and put me in the fucked up situation where I could get fucking embarrassed for fucking with you, girl, you ain't gonna like me after that.
But
you better walk the fuck away
people.
From me.
Here's a tip for people with heated seats. You wanna know what they coochie smell like? Turn the heat on.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Woo, but hey, listen, I love heated seats. I can't even lie. Hey,
turn
I love
heat
heated seats.
No,
I'm
she didn't say
you.
A Dutch oven. She said a Spanish microwave.
She, a Dutch oven.
She ain't lying, though.
Turn
she ain't
out.
Lying.
You would know what it's like. Seriously. You could tell if she on her girl, it's going to smell when you hit that heat. You'd be like, what the hell? And that's what you going to smell when you go there. Seriously.
Okay.
Now,
okay,
if he's smelling sweet. When someone says, what the hell is that? You could be like, that's my girl. Yeah, them juices right there. That's my girl. You know, you got to know what it's
I'll
not
fuck
like.
I fuck around and dive head first in it. The minute somebody says something, watch yourself, nigga. That's all me. That's all me. You better
well,
shut your ass up. Turn around and watch the goddamn movie. I'm handling my business back here, motherfucker.
So, I mean, how do you tell somebody that? You know what I mean? I mean, it probably can go for guys, too, in the summer. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
Listen.
Come home from playing basketball.
Musty
nut is cool to sit at the dinner table. Exactly. So how do you tell somebody that you like that you got a Spanish microwave?
Stay.
I mean, how do you tell
your
them?
Your shit stay. Go wash that shit.
Listen, I'm rude as hell.
Just like that.
I'm rude. I'm extra rude.
Jazzy.
So what you
saying? I'm rude. What you saying?
Watch that.
Oh, this thing. Back up. Hey. That's me. Oh.
Well, I would rather for my girl to say that I stink than some random ass motherfucker coming out of the blue be like, what the fuck is that smell?
Hey, I don't do that in so many. Ask my cousins. I don't do that in so many places. What the fuck is that? Like, I get disturbed. I'm like, oh shit, what is that? Oh, that's insane. That's me.
Look,
I'm turning around in a whole circle. Like,
for real, I gotta smell like that. Who? For real, I gotta smell like that. Like that. You just gotta come out the house smelling like that. You didn't smell that before you came out the house. You smell that.
I'd rather be the one to tell her than some other motherfucker saying the shit. Because if the minute somebody else screams out loud, and I didn't catch it first, but somebody else screams out loud that you stink, and then I start to smell it coming from your direction, ooh-wee, I'm just going to get the fuck up, walk the fuck out, you ain't even going to realize I just left your ass in the vicinity.
Victoria's Secret spray and Bath and Body spray does not cover it up.
Does not cover that shit up.
It makes it worse. And Men Axe does not cover it up.
It don't. Shut up.
It makes it worse. Because now you got Axe and Musk together.
It's called Iron with Spring, niggas.
It's called Must Ask. No. Mm-mm.
It's called Irish Spring. Get in the goddamn bathroom and scrub your ass.
Go away.
Get one of them Get one of them hand exfoliating fucking gloves, too, because them shits work. I got me a few of them motherfuckers. They get all of the dirt off your ass. Them hand, y'all know what I'm talking about, Miss Unbelievable and Jazzy. You know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. I got put on gang with that motherfucker, and I got a whole lot of them goddamn hand exfoliating scrubber things. I be scrubbing the shit out of my damn nuts on that motherfucker. Be squeaky clean. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. Because it gives more bubbles. It's called your loop.
Hello.
I like the leather and everything, but okay. I really don't like weird.
I like the cleanliness, period. Keep it clean. Keep clean.
I'm gonna let, y'all have y'all loofah moments like I'm some type of dirty caveman and shit. Like, I don't got nothing to wipe my body with, but it's all right. It's all right. We almost at the end of the show. So, y'all got any shout-outs? I mean, I used to call it Skeet Skeet on Wednesdays, but I don't think people responded to that too well. So y'all got some shout-outs before we get up out of here. We'll start with you, Juice.
Man, y'all know my steelo, man. Shout-out to the Father for allowing us to do what we do on this earth, man. Shout-out to Jazzy. Shout-out to Miss Unbelievable. Shout-out to E-Monster, the whole motherfucking Monsters Radio family, man. Hey, Swire, holler at the kid. I got a track that I think you're going to really kill. It's for the ladies, and I know you're going to do what you do. So holler at your boy, man. Juice G in the building. Get at me on E-Monsters Radio or monstersradio.com. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm all over the goddamn place. You feel me?
In that order. And you can connect with us directly at monsterusradio@gmail.com. It's also, if you want to connect with him, just put in your information and I'll definitely get them over to him or any other artist you may want to connect with within our system. So, all right, what you got for us, Chazzy B, Monsterous ATL?
Let me see here. Shout out to everybody, you know. I just want to give all you guys a shout out. Shout out to my whole team. I love you guys.
You gotta love that crusty ass voice.
And I'm back one more time.
I swear to God.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I don't know if that's her, like, her office etiquette or her porn voice. I don't know which one it was.
I know. I know. I was like, who that is? Is that the white girl, Jazzy? Is that Jasmine?
That's that ATL shouty.
y'all know I can change my voice like 15 different ways. I can be like 8 people on this phone right now.
That's true. But they usually give our medication for that.
It is what it is. Ain't that a
bitch? What you got for us? That's unbelievable.
Shout out to everybody. Love y'all. Peace, mohair grease, cleanliness, sexiness, no smells. I'm good. Good night.
No funky fingers.
What?
No funky fingers.
Thursday, Camera Cafe tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And E-Monster, before you give your shout outs, you know, you can't give medicine to somebody who's the medicine.
Well,
you know, you can't prescribe medicine for the medicine, honey.
I knew you was from Wakanda.
She soothes the soul and heals the mind and takes care of the body. I thought you knew that's what queens do.
Yes.
Girl, get your ass off the phone doing all that shit. Somebody's mind.
I have been writing poetry. I have been writing it, so it just flowed off the tongue. I'm sorry, Juice.
Both of y'all need a goddamn whooping. E, do your thing, man. These women are going nuts on this phone.
Hey, we're just going to leave it just like that. I want to leave it empowering for the women. What they said, that's what we're going to end it on tonight. Wet Wednesday. Tomorrow's Comic Cafe. You made it throughout the week. I know you got some tension. Don't get 30 days for busting open one of your co-workers. Call us up. Put their ass on blast. You got a problem? We're going to hood solve them tomorrow. Comic Cafe, also known as Urban Therapy. It's the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. Have a good night, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Love you for listening.
Two fingers. Two fingers.